Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord. With the Lord's help, we're going to conclude a message I've been ministering on this week, Bible Principles for Changing Your Circumstances. And I want you to know, beloved, I do pray for you every day. I know some of you have never written. I've got my UCM spiritual family, my partners, and then those who, as they feel led of the Lord, they connect. You know, everyone's busy today, so, you know, the kinds of relationships we used to enjoy. I mean, how many people write letters today, right? We're into texting. However, beloved, God is a God of relationship. I was joking to say, you know, I'm grateful there's no iPads in heaven. There's books. There's even scrolls. How archaic is that? Well, at any rate, even though we only have tiny glimpses of what heaven could be like, we know it's going to be wonderful, praise God. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, why take the time to share about this? Some rather difficult subject. You know, God is love. That's a wonderful subject to be on. But the fact is about allowing the Lord to deal with us, areas in our own life that are not measuring up to the standards of God's Word under the character of Christ. That's painful because none of us want to admit we're wrong. There's always got to be reasons and excuses. You know, somebody else is because of what I went through. It just has nothing to do with me. Well, that's the way of the world, but we have to just come to a place, as I said earlier this week, it's not so painful just to say, I was wrong. We must try it. You know, it's good for the soul to admit you're wrong when you are wrong. And so, because God, why is He doing all this? Because the Lord Jesus is returning soon. We don't know exactly the hour or the moment, but we know it by the signs of the times. We need to be ready. And so, God is preparing us. He's doing a quick work so that His people, and this is where I sense the by the Holy Spirit, the focus is on our individual lives. I mean, He's God. He's orchestrating all the affairs of the nations of the world, moving in the body of Christ in throughout all the nations, every tribe, every people, every kindred and tongue. The work of the Holy Spirit is going forward. Souls are being saved. And He is preparing us. And this work is ramping up, if you will. Why? Because when Jesus comes, we will be changed. If we are still alive, our bodies will be put on immortality, praise God, and we will be like Him. Why? Because we're not going to be singing on a cloud somewhere just playing harps. We're going to be doing work which we only have glimpses of, but He said, you will rule and reign with me. He has washed us from our sins by His own blood and has made us kings and priests unto our God. And so that requires dominion, authority, and rulership, such as God originally mandated to Adam and Eve, to man. This was our responsibility to have dominion over everything in the earth, the environment, the animals, the fish, the birds of the air, all these things. And so God is restoring us to His original plan. He knew in advance there was going to be temporary defeat, but that's why He's moving, beloved, so you can move into that place in the Spirit that He has for you, and that before all of us take our last breath, we are fulfilling God's plan and purposes in our lives. Jesus said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And you know, I think one of the sad errors that a lot of teachers and preachers have made is not sharing with the people that the Christian life is not one long, joyous, unbroken succession of victories and blessings. We need to be honest with the people and say, I know you hurt sometimes. I know you have areas in your life that you haven't gotten the victory over, that you need the light of life of Jesus to shine on. I know you face problems that will bring you down to your knees, but don't give up. Hold on to the Lord's hand. Don't give in to Satan's lies. God loves you, and he will deliver, and he will restore, and he will reconcile and do that work that you not only need done, but desire to have done in fullness and completion. Praise God. Many Christians, and there are a lot of them, that have been Christians for many years, they're decimated when they experience emotions and reactions that are not Christ-like. You know, I'm thinking back to my own life when I was very young in the Lord. I found out I was really dealing with a spirit of anger. Why? It was actually a healing process for me. I began to recognize this and ask God to deal with it, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. But I had been so beat down as a child, as a young person, that I didn't even get angry. I was so, stunted, if you will. I wasn't even able to verbalize anger or express anger or feel anger. And so, you know, but once, and so many times there's a healing process that occurs, but we have to identify what is not Christ-like. And every Christian I have known has experienced in some measure or another pettiness or jealousy, hostility, pride, lust-filled thoughts. And they don't necessarily have to be sexual, but they can be lustful thoughts for power or money or position or influence. And instead of confessing those sins and immediately asking our great high priest, the Lord Jesus, to forgive us, we're ashamed and we go hide them away, and we think if we ignore them, they'll go away. But beloved, the only way you are going to be free is to recognize the bondage that those carnal ways and carnal thoughts are keeping you in. And if we just ignore them or suppress them, this will build anxiety, depression, doubt, and fear. And at this point, we just have to ask the Lord for his help. And perhaps sometimes good Christian friends. You know, I read somewhere, I don't remember where, but I read that a lot of Christians get through by faking it instead of making it. Beloved, as times get tougher, as the world gets more evil, more wicked, the way gets rougher, faking it is not going to make it. The danger of faking it creates a neurotic attitude and mental condition which chains the person, if you will, to their circumstances instead of allowing them the freedom to change their circumstances. Why? We don't change our circumstances except by an act of our will. That's all we can do. We have to agree with God. Think about it. When you came to Jesus, you had to admit you were wrong. You had to admit that you were a sinner, that your way wasn't making it, wasn't getting it, that you had failed, that your way of going through life, approaching life, was wrong. It had not brought success. It had not brought fulfillment or happiness. Instead, it had brought failure. And it's the Holy Spirit that convicts us to make us realize our true condition. So, which do you want to be, chained or change? We have to not allow the deceptions, delusions of the enemy to say that, well, you're really all right, you know. But we have to admit there may be things in our lives that are holding us back. So which shall it be, beloved? Do you want to be chained or do you want to be free? The truth, Jesus said, you'll know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Christians who choose sometimes to blame God for their problems instead of admitting if they would really do what God has shown them to do in his word, they would be victorious. They wouldn't be in that situation. They wouldn't be in that mess. And so, beloved, the choice is ours. And I don't know about you, but I pray that your heart's desire is to be free, really free from the things that have held you back in days past, from the bondages, the condemnation of the enemy, whatever areas the Holy Spirit might be convicting you in. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to do his work. You really need some quiet time alone with God, but let's together, by faith, let's agree together in prayer. Father, I thank you for the power of the Word of God. And I thank you, Lord, for the power of agreeing prayer. You said, Lord, if any two or three would agree as touching anything on earth, that you would do it. That the things that we bind on earth, we're already bound in heaven. We're simply agreeing with you. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I bind demonic influence and chains and bondages and deceptions and delusions and lies that have held your beloved in bondage. And I release, Father, the delivering power of the Holy Spirit to break the chains of darkness, the chains of bondage. You shall know the truth, the Word of God says, and you shall be free. And so, Father, I thank you that as the Holy Spirit of God, that anointing that destroys every yoke shall be operational now and in the days ahead, that they shall recognize, and Lord, as they sin, they shall be able to go to our great high priest who is willing and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, I claim that before you. Positionally, we are already blameless and spotless by the blood of the Lamb. But Father, I thank you that as we cooperate with the working of the Spirit of God in our lives, we shall know glory and victory such as we have never known before. My beloved, this day, yea, my anointing is imparted to you, to your mind, the very spirals of your mind, that you shall see with new eyesight. I anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see clearly areas that the Holy Spirit of God is working with you, desiring to work with you, and then you shall see clearly. You shall understand things you've not understood before because of this Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Oh, beloved, my heart rejoices when my children walk according to the truth, walk according to the precepts and the principles I have ordained for them, in which they may experience the loving kindness and the mercy and the goodness of the Lord. Beloved, I spread before you a banqueting table. Sit and eat. Eat and drink to the full, that your joy may be full, says the Lord. And I shall be with you all your days, and you shall praise me for the goodness of the Lord and my faithfulness to you, says your God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I love you. I praise you, Lord. I sense your Holy Spirit ministering to so many hearts right now. Father, thank you for the wonder of free will and our will, Lord. We align with yours. We delight to do thy will, O Lord. Your law, your precepts are within our hearts. Amen and amen. Well, I can't add any more to what the Lord has said through what his word says, except that I invite you to write and share whatever areas have been a source of hindrance to you. Sometimes, you know, it's not just an immediate work. We have to continue on being faithful. And then sometimes it may be a battle, but God does give the victory. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.